following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Well, hi everybody, and welcome to another Refuge Devo, or Refuge Daily Devotional. And this is Mike Rogers once again coming to you. I wanted to share with you from Paul's writing to the Romans today, as well as a few other places. But as I was thinking about what a blessing this past weekend was for me, God had been speaking to me in many different ways through many different people, as he often does, and also various circumstances he'll use to speak to me. And in this case, it was speaking to me about his love for us and also our love for him. And so when I woke up this morning, I was thanking God for his many blessings on my life. And it's not always, of course, like that when I wake up in the morning. I'm not always in that mood or that mode. But when it feels like maybe I love God more today than I did yesterday, that made me think of a song that as I was growing up in the 60s and 70s, there was a song called, it was from a group called Spiral Staircase. Some of you may remember that, some of you probably may not, but it was Paul Upton was a singer-songwriter, and he sang this song, "I Love You More Today Than Yesterday." And the lyrics kind of go, "But not as much as tomorrow," meaning that my love is going to grow and it's going to continue on. We have that opportunity for our love to grow at times. But interesting, when I thought about that, at sometimes how our love works, God loves us. God's love for us is different. And I'm really glad about that. His love is constant. Where ours might be growing, his love for us is constant. At least that's what I read in the Word, where I see it. You know, our love can be, in my own mind, I can say, "God, you know, I love you more today than yesterday." I also say, "God, I love you different today than yesterday." Maybe I just have a different feeling about the way things are going, my circumstances dictating some of that. "God, I don't feel the same love for you today as I did yesterday." Have you ever felt like that, where maybe you just, you know, you're feeling some type of a loss of love for God, and that could happen for us. But it's different with God. God's love is constant. And in his Word, the Scripture reveals that to us. It says God's eternal love for us never fails. And we read that in Scripture, and I have an example here from John chapter 17:24, when Jesus was speaking to the Father in heaven, and this is from the New Living Translation. It says, Jesus himself said, "Father, I want these whom you have given me to be with me where I am. Then they can see all the glory you gave me, because you loved me even before the world began." And that love was at so his love for us as well was even at the very beginning, before the world even began. And, you know, God chose us, and we read that in Ephesians 1 verse 4 through 5. It says, "Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him good pleasure." That was some of Paul's writings. And then also Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5, it says, "But God showed us his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners." So that kind of love is truly unconditional. We can't earn it. He already knew that we would be sinning, but yet he still sent his son because he loved us so much. And then in Hebrews 13 verse 5, it says, you know, not to love money, of course, because there's so much of that going around. We see a lot of people who really truly love money greater than anything else, greater than God even. But he's telling us to be content. He says, "Be satisfied with what you have, for God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. I'll never forsake you or leave you," he's saying. And that word fail comes from the Greek word that's translated in the NIV. It comes and it's related to a verb meaning to fall. So his it's not going to fall or falter. His love never fails. The Bible means that God, what that means, that his love will never fails. The Bible is telling us that God's type of love will never fall or falter. It's constant and forever. We see that in Jeremiah. It says, as God says in Jeremiah, I have loved you with an everlasting love. And so we see that beauty of God's everlasting love. It's constant. It's not like ours, where it's going to be greater tomorrow than it was today, or it was better yesterday than it is today. Those kind of things. Our love kind of goes that way. As I said in that song, I love you more today than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Interesting in that song as well. He says, I thank the Lord for love like ours. And so that, because in even that songwriter truly recognized that that love comes from God, the type of love that we can have, the good type of love that we can have. And in Romans 8 verses 38 and 39, it says, in fact, nothing at all can separate us from God's eternal love. I am convinced that neither, this is Paul's writing, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So that love is so constant, and it's so different than ours in that respect. It's not greater today than it was yesterday. Our love for him might grow, and that would be understandable for us as human beings. But God's love for us was constant, and he loved us before the beginning of time. So I hope that encourages you today. It encourages me. I am blessed to be loved by God, and you also. So have a great day today. May you be thankful for what the love that God has for you, and then pass some of that love on to somebody else. Lord bless you. Thanks. This is Mike Rogers signing out today.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.